You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a telephone conversation between a bank representative and a client who wants to make an international money transfer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this example will be played first.
Wesley Bank, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I want to know how to send money to my family overseas.
No problem. If you have access to the internet, I can guide you through the process of how to use our global payment system.
The bank representative says she will tell the man how to use the global payment system, so global payments has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Wesley Bank, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. I want to know how to send money to my family overseas.
No problem. If you have access to the internet, I can guide you through the process of how to use our global payment system.
That's great. I'm online now.
Good. First, you have to log on to Wesley Bank Internet Banking and select Transfer Money.
OK.
Once you've done that, select International Money Transfer.
I don't see...
It's the first option under the heading of International Services.
Right, I found it.
Now click on Payment Destination Country and scroll down to the location you wish to send money to. It's all in alphabetical order.
Oh, yes, Zimbabwe. I've got it, right at the bottom.
Good. Then step 3 is to fill in your personal details, name, address and contact phone number.
Uh-huh, done that. When I put in my phone number, my other details popped up automatically.
Yes, that will happen. But take a moment just to check that everything is correct. Then we'll move on to transaction details.
So this is where I select the account that the money comes out of?
Yes, you have a transaction account, a savings account and a business account. Which one did you want to choose?
It had better be my savings account.
OK. Have you clicked on that?
Yes, but next it says enter a payment reason. Why do I have to give a reason?
Ah, well, I'm afraid that's a legal requirement. You can't send money overseas without a valid reason.
My mother needs to pay for an urgent medical procedure, and I have to pay for my sister's school fees as well. Will that do?
Yes, both are valid reasons.
Thanks. What now?
The next step is to fill in the recipient account details.
Sorry?
You need to enter the account name and number of the person who will receive the money.
Oh, I see, of course. But I haven't got that information with me at the moment. I'm at the office and those details are at home.
Don't worry, you can return to this page and fill it in later. You can save what you've done so far and defer completion. Don't leave it too long, though. The system will hold it for no more than 2 days. After 48 hours, you'll have to start over again.
That's fine. I can do it this evening. Is there much more?
After the account details, you'll need to fill in the bank details of the person you're transferring money to, the name, branch and address of the bank.
That should be easy enough. Anything else?
No. Once you've completed everything, a confirmation page will appear. Just ensure all the information you have entered is correct and press Submit. Then print off the receipt page. If you haven't got a printer at home, just make a note of your transaction reference number.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
When can my family expect the money? Will they get it within the next 5 days?
It takes 3 days to process, but of course we can't be responsible for any delays arising from the recipient bank.
I understand. And is there a charge for internet transfers? When I did this through a teller at the bank last year, I was charged $40.
It does cost more to use a teller, but the Wesley Bank will only deduct $30 from your account per online international transaction. However, we have no control over any fees that may be charged by other financial institutions at the receiving end.
How much can I send in one transaction?
Well, that depends on your bank balance, but assuming you have enough funds, the upper limit is $10,000. By the way, you'll need to use a special security token to transfer more than $5,000.
You mean my secret password?
You'll definitely need that, but you'll also need a security token. That's a special code that the bank gives you. Just call into your local branch with photo ID and they will arrange it for you. Is there anything else I can help you with, or do you have any more questions?
No, thank you. That's all I need to know for now.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.